Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And boxing fans have been waiting for this for years. On Saturday in Las Vegas, Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Manny Pacquiao finally meet in the ring, with comparisons to Ali Frazier and Tyson Holyfield being thrown like left hooks. Mike Pesca is Here Now's sports analyst and host of the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, they're saying this could be one of the greatest bouts in the sports history, and we'll put an end to the question of who's the best. You say what?
Well, I would say that Ring Magazine has released their pound-for-pound rankings. It's a way to compare heavyweights to welterweights to lightweights. And right up there at the top is Floyd Mayweather. He's the best pound-for-pound boxer. He's undefeated. He's been perceived as such for many years. And the last guy to hold that title for a quite extended period of time was Manny Pacquiao. So, yeah, and then you add to the fact that, my God, we thought this fight would never happen, and maybe it's only happening now because both fighters are a little bit diminished from when they were at their heights, but it's certainly the most anticipated. Don't know if it'll go 12. Don't know if it'll live up to the hype. A lot of these fights don't live up to the hype, but it should be a spectacle.
Well, and you listed some of Floyd Mayweather's stats. You can add he has 7 documented assaults against 5 different women. How's that impacting this?
Well, yeah, and also we should note that he was convicted, or he pled guilty to charges of violence against 4 of those women, and it's I think it looms over the fight in an extremely disturbing way. Yeah. Because unlike a lot of other athletes, you know, we went through this with the NFL, it is a layer or 2 layers between the fact that, you know, Greg Hardy or Adrian Peterson did something to either women or a child. What does that mean? What are you supposed to do with that as an NFL fan? Boycott the whole sport? But in this fight, if you pay for the fight, 60% of the purse is going right to Floyd Mayweather.
I should ask you about that, just so people know. I mean, there's a guaranteed purse, 60% to Mayweather, 40%, I think, to Pacquiao, estimated $300, something like that, million-dollar purse. What's the incentive if they already have a guaranteed purse?
Well, this is the only reason that they did it is because they're getting so much money and because people will still be able to make a profit. I mean, Las Vegas will be booking more bets on this than any single event other than the Super Bowl. I want to say that USA Today had a good article today where they said, where can your $99 that you might have spent on the fight go? And they said that $99 is the cost for one night in a Women Against Abuse Domestic Violence safe haven. They had a couple of other ways you could give to a charity, or split it 50-50. 50 goes to the fight, you pool it with a friend. 50 goes to an anti-violence against women charity. Manny Pacquiao is using it as motivation. It's a little too simple to say this is good versus evil. Pacquiao, though an elected official in the Philippines, also has some demerits on his record. Let's just say, though, that he is more in the camp of nobody's perfect, whereas Floyd Mayweather is unrepentant and won't even give lip service, the kind of lip service that you would think that a highly paid athlete would think to give
to some of these other causes. Well, just a few seconds left here. So this, you know, all this money, even though people were saying what boxing was waning, just briefly, what's the state of boxing? It doesn't seem, there's a lot of money here.
Yeah, you know, though, I think this is the fight of the century. It could also be the last big fight that we ever see. It has a fin de siècle feel about it. MMA is taking the popularity of boxing. Just how hard this fight was to pull off shows a lot of the things that are wrong with it. And the popularity of Mayweather probably does, too.
Well, Mike Pesca, Here Now sports analyst, host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com, and the only sports announcer to use fin de siècle in his
I pronounced it right.
Close. Mike. Good enough. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.